This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
One of my favorite shows on regular old TV last year was USA's Mr. Robot, where a New York City hacker named Elliot and his hacker skill set play leading roles.
I started intercepting all the traffic on your network. That's when I noticed something strange. That's when I decided to hack you.
Well, Mr. Robot was one of the most visible television shows at South By this week, in part because it put a Coney Island-style Ferris wheel up in a parking lot in downtown Austin. Mr. Robot's gained a strong following and has gained critical recognition for accurate depictions of hacking. We featured the show before launch a year ago. Now season two has just started production. I sat down under the Ferris wheel with showrunner and creator Sam Esmail and asked him about the response to season one.
Sam Esmail is creator, director, showrunner, everything? Do you do everything on this show?
I don't do the props. Although that is a department I really love, but I'm not very good at it.
Well, you do a lot. Can you talk a little bit about the response to the show and just how that's maybe changed your approach to season two?
It's honestly very overwhelming and surreal and humbling. The biggest dream I had for the first season was that it would just be this small cult hit.
Yeah.
And the fact that it broke out bigger than that is just beyond surreal. And it's a testament to maybe that there is something about this world of technology that people are starting to kind of be interested in and investing in.
Do you feel some responsibility creating fiction, but, you know, it's influential, right?
I don't know if I'm responsible, but I definitely think we're a part of whatever it is that's going on.
You're part of the conversation.
Part of the conversation. And that's the thing that I really wanted to do with the show, is to start that conversation. Because I think even with the encryption debate that's going on, I don't know if people quite understand what is happening, but I'm glad to see that people are getting more informed and the actual real conversation is happening.
Your show is sort of known at this point for being really accurate.
It's our number one priority, and to the chagrin of like our production team that has to actually shoot these screens that they don't understand, and our actors who have to type on the keyboard on these screens that don't quite understand, because the other thing I don't do is I don't green screen any of the computer screens, because I want the actors, A, to see what they're typing, and not just mime typing. And B, I actually think that green screening a lot of those screens, there is a layer of, you know, it just feels a little fake. And so as real as possible. So I'm pretty obsessive about it.
Eschewing technology as you represent technology.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which is strange, because a lot of shows, especially shows about this, they use all the tech, like all, you know, yeah. VFX and green screen, and we actually try and shoot that as analog in a weird way as possible. So,
Sam Esmail, he is creator, showrunner on Mr. Robot. Sam, thank you very much talking to us. Really appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
By the way, we've been asking all the interesting people we've talked to at South By where they go to get good ideas. The list includes Mr. Robot stars Christian Slater and Rami Malek.
I go to my wife. Really? That's what I do?
I go to the garage sometimes just because I know no one's going to come bump into me there. Is that weird?
No.
It's quiet.
Private space.
Dark.
Yeah. Private space. That's it. Absolutely.